भगवद्गीता 11.18, त्वमक्षरं परमं वेदि तव्यं त्वमस्य विश्वस्य परं निधानं त्वमव्ययः शाश्वतधर्मगोक्ता सनातनस्त्वं पुरुषो मतो मे। अर्जुन इज कंटिन्यूइंग दिस डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म एंड ही इज इन दिस वर्स डिस्क्राइबिंग एज वेल एज ग्लोरिफाइंग तमक्षरम परमं वेदि तव्यम तमक्षरम। यू आर इनफैलिबल, यू आर इम्पेरिशेबल। परमं तमक्षरम परमं वेदि तव्यम, यू आर सुप्रीम टू बी अंडरस्टूड। देर आर मेनी ऑब्जेक्ट्स टू बी अंडरस्टूड इन दिस वर्ल्ड, बट यू आर द सुप्रीम ऑब्जेक्ट टू बी अंडरस्टूड। परमं तमस्य विश्वस्य परम निधानम, यू आर द सुप्रीम शेल्टर ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड। अस्य विश्वस्य परम निधानम, अ सुप्रीम शेल्टर। व्हाट दिस मीन्स इज दैट एक्चुअली ही इज द ही इज नॉट जस्ट अ यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म इन द सेंस ऑफ बीइंग अ फॉर्म, बट ही इज ऑल्सो द शेल्टर। एवरीथिंग दैट एग्जिस्ट, ही इज द शेल्टर। Now, as we discussed earlier, especially in 10.39, that God is the being without whom nothing could exist. He is the existence that makes all existence possible. So, tamasya vishvasya param nidhanam tamavyaya shashvata dharma gopta tamavyaya, you are imperishable. Shashvata, eternal. Dharma Gopta, you are the protector of Dharma. This describer comes repeatedly, especially in the Vishnu Sahasranam, when he is described as Dharma Gopta, Dharma Gopta. His Dharma Gupta, that sort of word also come over there in the Vishnu Sahasranam. So similar is coming over here. Dharma Gopta, one who is the protector of Dharma. Tamavya Shashvata Dharma Gopta Sanatanastvam पुरुषो मतो मे सनातनस्तम। यू आर द इटर्नल पर्सन पुरुषो मतो मे, दैट इज माई ओपिनियन। सो हियर अर्जुन इज ऑफरिंग अस द फर्स्ट पर्सन टेस्टिमनी। मतो मे, समटाइम्स वी व्हेन वी लिव इन अ वेरी लिव इन अ ट्रेडिशन दैट एम्फसाइज अथॉरिटी अ लॉट, देन ओपिनियंस आर ऑफन इक्वेटेड विद subjectivity and speculation, but that is not necessarily the case. Krishna uses the word mato also frequently, and Sanjay also uses it at the end of the last verse in the Bhagavad Gita is also mato me etra yogeshwara krishna etra partha dhamra tatra shir vijayo bhutir dhruva nitir matir mama matir. This is my opinion, this is my understanding, this is my mato. So normally it is not that opinions or first person understandings are always speculative or subjective, especially when one has had divine experiences, and the divine experiences are had through the senses, and that is called as divya pratyaksha. So pratyaksha is considered a subordinate form of knowledge, but divya pratyaksha is considered superordinate, the supreme form of knowledge. And what is perceived in Divya Pratyaksha is the highest. So here, when Arjuna is saying mato me, this is my opinion. The point is that Arjuna is seeing it himself, and he is arriving at an inference based on his first person testimony. And in a court of law, hearsay does not have as much weight, but first person testimony has enormous weight. And Arjuna is offering here a first person testimony, and there is perception and there is comprehension. So perception means we could say what one sees with one's eyes, and comprehension is what one understands. If a person who has no knowledge of economics sees a line going down on some screen or some paper, that may make no sense.
There is perception, but there is no comprehension because there is no education. So we need education to transform perception into comprehension. So here, there is perception. Arjuna has described some things that he is seeing, and he will further describe what he is seeing, but he is transforming his perception into comprehension. And he is declaring that, who is this person? Earlier he has said that it was Vishwarupa, it is a celestial, universal form. But it's not just a form, but there's a person who has that form. And who is that person? Sanatana Stvam Purusho Mato Me. You are the eternal person. Now Krishna had referred to this earlier, Arjuna had referred to this earlier also, that idea of a supreme person in 10.12 and 13 when he said that Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Dhamma Bhavan Purusham Shashvatam Divyam Adi Devam Ajam Vibhum. So Purusham Shashvatam. So Shashvata Purusha is eternal person, Sanatana. There is some amount of repetition in this verse when it says that Tom Avyaya Shashvata Dharma Gopta Sanatana. So Avyaya Shashvata Sanatana. We may say all refer to the same thing, but the repetition causes a reiteration, causes an emphasis, and it drives home the point more powerfully. And also, the adjectives, if we see, are not referring to the same noun. If we consider these to be Sanatana Stvam Purusho Matome, Sanatana is referring to Purusha, whereas the Maugaya Shashvat Dharma Gopta, that refers to Dharma Gopta, you are the protector of Dharma. Now, Arjuna himself as a Kshatriya is meant to be a protector of Dharma. Kshatatra Ayate Iti Kshatriya. One who protects people from hurt is a Kshatriya. And the purpose of Dharma is also to protect people from being hurt by the adharmic. So, there can be different people who are Dharma Goptas, but Krishna alone, the Supreme Person, is the Sanatana, is the Shashvata Dharma Gopta. He is the eternal protector of Dharma. There is no one else who is a protector of Dharma to that magnitude. And thus it is, thus Krishna in that sense is special. And that special status is being underscored here. Dharma Gopta. Arjuna had been told earlier by Krishna that Dharma Samsthapanarthaya Sambhavami Yuge Yuge. It is said in 4.8 that Krishna comes to establish Dharma. And the Kurukshetra war is Dharma Yuddha. So this Dharma Yuddha, Arjuna is acting as the assistant of the person who is the actual protector of Dharma. And later on it will be revealed how the adharmic will be destroyed in this war. But at this point, Arjuna has identified this being who is very, very difficult to see because of being so effulgent. Durnirikshyam Samanta, that was mentioned in the previous verse. That being, it is conveyed in this verse that he is the Dharma Gopta. Now, each of these has one significant describer. So, Veditavyam Paramam. Paramam Veditavyam means that there are many objects of knowledge in this world, but ultimately there is one objective of knowledge. Any object of knowledge means that, okay, we can do a PhD in, say, a mic stand. You can do somebody can do a double PhD in different kinds of flooring that can be there in a house. There, so practically any subject, but there can be many subjects that can be talked about and they can be studied. So they can be the objects of knowledge in the sense that what we try to acquire knowledge about those objects. But ultimately there is one objective of knowledge. Krishna will also talk about this in 15.15 when he will say that Vedaishya Sarvair Ahameva Vedyo. By all the Vedas I am to be known. And in the more generic sense, this verse can be said to mean that by all branches of knowledge, it is I am to be known. So that point is stated, Veditavyam. To the extent we come to know God, to that extent our knowing propensity attains
perfection and we attain fulfillment. So this Veditavyam is significant, especially when contrasted with the Durniriksham, which came in the previous verse. So although the absolute truth is difficult to perceive, although the universal form, it is absolute truth manifest in the universal form here, is difficult to perceive, but still absolute truth is the supreme being. Yes. Veditavyam is the supreme being and a supreme object to be known. So Arjuna, in that mood, yes, God is difficult to know, but to know God is the best way to end all difficulty. Because by knowing God, we become free from bondage, we attain liberation. That has been, of course, talked about in 4.9, that Vetti Tattvataha, one who knows Krishna in truth, that person, Tektva Deham Punarjanma Naiti Mameti. So Arjuna, so that person attains Krishna, attains liberation, cycle of birth and death. So here it is stated that Krishna is the Tamavejash, Tamaksharam Paramam Veditavyam, you are the supreme object of knowledge. Asya Vishvasya Param Nidhanam, you are the shelter of the universe. Tamavejash with the Dharma Gopta, you are the protector of Dharma. And Sanatanastam Purusho Matome, you are the supreme person. So Arjuna is not just seeing the universal form. The universal form as a revelation is going to be temporary, but the person who is manifesting that revelation, that person as the absolute truth, is eternal. And Arjuna conveys this understanding through this verse. Thank you.